An appropriate Friday morning song. You've earned it. You've worked for it. And the weekend has arrived. And just think, 1 week from today, we'll be celebrating a long Thanksgiving weekend. It's just around the corner, too. But, yeah, here we are, Friday morning. And after a week of weather that saw us with temperatures in the 30s and cooled down, it's going to be a little bit of a cooler weekend for sure. High of only 9 on Sunday, and then early next week, 10, 12 for daytime highs. But it looks like midweek next week, we start to climb a little higher than that, too. So might be, as they forecasted, a little warmer than usual, even in this month of October. And October means baseball. And now that the weekend is here, the Blue Jays quest to the World Series can begin, because we know now what happened last night.
Popped up McMahon, and the Yankees have completed step one on their way back to a World Series.
There you go.
The New York Yankees.
The New York Yankees.
Yeah, the best of five starts tomorrow at 2 our time. The Yankees and the Jays, game two, will start at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon as well. Both games from Toronto. Then games 3 and 4 move to New York next Tuesday and Wednesday. If there is a game 5, it'll be back in Toronto next Friday night, headed into that long Thanksgiving Day weekend I was just talking about. But lots of excitement for baseball fans, and it's kind of great for the country, too, as there are a lot of Jays fans. So, yeah, here we are. A few more sunny, dry conditions. I know there's a slim chance of a shower later this afternoon overnight, but for the most part, harvest, although a little behind, latest crop report showing 84% in the bin. That's slightly behind our 5-year average, which is about 92%. So hopefully these weather conditions will help grind it out in the next few days and get her done. But busy weekend ahead for a lot of people. Lots going on, yet at the same time, I know how busy it's going to be. It is the one last big hockey evaluation weekend for kids. You have kids in hockey, you've probably been through evaluations, and they seem to be wrapping up this weekend. Cooperator Center's going to be busy again. Then all the regular practices kick in next week. So the extracurricular activities, hockey moms and dads and grandparents, you know what you're in for in the coming months. It's just going to get a lot crazier. But yeah, the evaluations should wrap up this weekend. As I mentioned, lots going on. Globe Theater is back with their first production, The Master Plan. It started this week, comedy about politics and bureaucracy. And I spoke with director Jennifer Bruin about how this play has some pretty high-tech, amazing lighting and effects incorporated into it, because they can now, with the Globe being remodeled and rebuilt, they can pull off some pretty cool effects, she said.
Well, it's like another character in the play, because the play is about technology and high-tech and how to make cities more efficient through technology. So we've incorporated that into the production. So I think Globe Theater goers are going to see the stage lit up and come to life in very new ways. So the Globe just looked beautiful with all this technology attached to it. And yeah, it's looking really good.
Over at the German Club, as you heard Kevin in the newscast there talking about Oktoberfest weekend. Tonight's dinner sold out, but there's lots of fun still tomorrow with family fun activities at the German Club. And then rush seating tomorrow night at 6 when the doors open to get your table. And before you go brush up on your German, right, I asked Carrie Van Lucen to hook you up with a few need-to-know Oktoberfest lines.
All right, you want to say "Ein Prosit," which is like cheers to you, and "Zum Wohl," and then you, that's another one to be to your health. "Ich möchte einen Schnitzel bitte," that would be "I would like a schnitzel, please." Or even they say "Ich mag dich," which is I like you. We don't usually say "I love you" in German to strangers. If you're buying somebody one of our gingerbread heart cookies, it would be like "Ich mag dich," like it's "I like you," because you don't want to, you know, get too personal if you're buying someone a cookie that you don't maybe know necessarily. I think that's good. Yeah.
Thanks, Carrie. That'll be fun. Oktoberfest. And maybe if your family's looking for some fall fun and wanting a few great photos, well, you can't beat the Happy Hollows corn maze located between Regina and Lumsden off Highway 11 south of us. Cedar Creek is south of us. They've got a corn maze. And there's local football. Our 4-1 U of R Rams are hosting the Dinos from Calgary tomorrow, 2 o'clock at Mosaic Stadium. It's Alumni Day. Bring them out. Well, they're coming out in Ottawa tonight. The Riders taking on the Red Blacks. Kickoff 5:30. Green Zone pregame show starts at 3:30. So this is it. They're so close to clinching a home playoff game, but they'll need to take care of business starting tonight. We need a win and the Lions to lose to the Stamps tomorrow to officially clinch a home playoff game. Also, if we win and the Ticats beat Toronto, that would also ensure a West Division team will cross over to the East Division in the playoffs, too. So there's a lot going on in the CFL. And, of course, if you haven't heard, rookie kicker Campbell Fair will debut because Brett Lawther has been ruled out with a back injury. Short yardage quarterback Tommy Stevens out with a wonky knee. Shake and Bake is back. I know that'll make my next guest extremely happy. He's Belton Johnson, our Green Zone analyst and Grey Cup champ. Nice to see Shake and Bake coming back tonight, isn't it?
Oh, man, that is a welcoming big time, Greg. You know, just the size of Shake and Bake, and he brings a bit of energy to that offense as well, right? And the Riders can use some energy in that offense, man.
Well, we haven't seen him since week one, so it will be fun, definitely. But Belton, let's begin here with our last four games. The Riders have scored just 3 points in the opening 15 minutes. In fact, shut out in three of those four games. Needless to say, even against Ottawa tonight, it's got to be a stronger start. That's got to be the key to ending this losing streak, isn't it?
I'm tired of talking about it. It is, Greg. And, you know, I think even Trevor Harris, he's tired of talking about it. And what better way to do it than to get it done tonight against, what, the worst team in the CFL, the Red Blacks. They're 4-10. They're on a two-game losing streak. They have to get going, man.
It's time. It really is. But I don't know. I don't think I want to hit the panic button until after this game because it's only been two losses in a row. I think there is some concern if we lose, but I don't see us losing. But it's going to be fun to watch because the rookie Campbell Fair is going to be kicking. So I'm curious, Belton, what makes him a success in your eyes tonight?
What would make him a success is I would like to see him nail a couple 50-yarders, right? You know, at least be 100% in kicking, you know, extra point or any type of field goal. And, you know, I've heard great things about him in practice when he first got signed with the Riders, you know, where they just had a practice and just like, yep, go out kicking 52-yard, it was good. So, you know, if they could get that going – as well, because the kicking game is important in football there, Greg.
Well, as much as I'd like to make him see him make a clutch kick in the final minutes of the game, that should not be happening tonight. I just want to say that. But at least he's going to be comfortable in Ottawa. He played university ball there, so that's a good thing. So you want to see him go 4-for-4, for instance, make a couple 50-footers, and then do you just hold on to him the rest of the way until he kind of messes up, and then we call Lawther back? What do you think?
I think you got to hold on to him if he does good, right? And, you know, if he didn't fare well, you know, again, the Riders, they've had how long to figure out this kicking game because, you know, we're, what, week 18 here? So they got to get it right. And the thing is, like, going into the playoffs, right, like, you want to be on an uplift, you know, down the stretch here, Greg.
Yeah, it's going to be a litmus test for Campbell Fair tonight for sure. Is Ottawa dangerous, Belton Johnson?
Hey, they're on a two-game losing streak. You know, I know they've given some or, you know, had a trade here with the Stamps giving away one of their defensive players. They're getting stand back, running back. He comes back this week. Yes, they're going to be a dangerous team because they want to get a win just as bad as the Riders. That's why I think it might be a close game here, Greg.
Okay, so you think it's going to be close, but do you think the Riders are going to win?
I got the Riders winning here. I'm, you know, I have them winning 28-25 with a field goal kick in my grade.
Wow. Well, you want an exciting finish. Did you pick the Elks to win last week, Belton?
I did not pick the Elks
okay.
to win.
All right, Greg. Just checking. Just checking. I want to make sure. Okay, Ottawa, 28-25 for the Riders. Mm-hmm. Okay, I hope it's that fun. And I hope it does come down to that Campbell Fair kick just to have Rider Nation calling you guys up on the post-game show. And there'll be a lot of reaction, I'm sure, win or lose. So, Belton.
Absolutely.
Enjoy the game. Have a good weekend, pal.
Hey, have a good one, Greg.
So this is it. This is the new Life of a Showgirl album. It's out. Taylor Swift's 12th album. This is the first single. And the Life of Ophelia. Okay, I'm a lousy Swiftie. It's actually the Fate of Ophelia. I meant to say that, not the Life of Ophelia. But there you go, the first single, and it's out. And I gotta admit, I thought, okay, well, this is my job. I'm gonna listen to some of it, and I love it. It began streaming at midnight, and almost immediately, Taylor hit the ground running promoting it. Already having done a ton of interviews. In one BBC interview, she said her wedding with Travis Kelce will be huge. Said a smaller wedding would be much more too stressful because narrowing down the guest list would be stressful. She even shared how her wedding ring was a total surprise and that it was exactly what she had hoped for. She explained that she showed Travis a video and it worked.
So I'd shown him a video like a year and a half ago and he was just paying attention to everything, it turns out.
Because
when
like
I
that?
Saw the ring, I was like, oh, I know who made that. I know who made that. I know who made that. And also, you listen to me. You really know me. You like, I didn't know what I would want, but he did.
As for any plans to tour again, she was asked that.
Have you got the itch for another something soon?
No. No, I'm gonna be really honest with you. Like I am so tired. Like when I think about doing it again, because I would want to do it really, really well again.
Yeah, of course.
You know?
That guy's got a weird laugh in the background. I thought it was a dog sniffing something, but anyhow, fans have been saying the lyrics are smart, cool, romantic, and at times hilariously creative, one fan said. Actually, I was listening to this song called Wood. It's got some rather racy lyrics I can't even read, but it's got a great Motown vibe.
Knock on wood.
Motown. A little Bruno Mars, I guess, there. There's a song called Father Figure. And yes, although George Michael's estate thanked Taylor Swift for incorporating Father Figure into the album title, it's only a name. She doesn't sample Father Figure by George. Here's a bit of it. Played the Fate of Ophelia earlier, the lead single. Apparently, that's about Travis.
I had written down the word opalite because I learned that it's actually a man-made opal. Like, opal can be man-made just like diamonds. And so Travis's birthstone is an opal. So it's like that. That I've always fixated on that. I've always loved that stone. And I thought it was a kind of a cool metaphor that, like, it's a man-made opal and happiness can also be man-made, too. So that's kind of what the song is about, is the kind of juxtaposition of those two.
I don't even know what the hell my birthstone is. I got to check into that. Anyhow, Taylor revealed in the song The Life of a Showgirl, which she's invited Sabrina Carpenter. It's the last song of the album. And the song is, it ends with crowd noise from closing night of the Eras tour in Vancouver. Sounds like this. Swift said last night in an interview that when she listens to it and hears the crowd noise in Vancouver, it kind of chokes her up because it transports her right back in that actual moment of standing there on the stage for the last time on the Eras tour, which was a huge influence in this new album. So there's plenty more promotion to come in the coming days. In fact, right here in Regina, if you go online to book a ticket for the official release party of a Showgirl screening in theaters today, tomorrow, and Sunday, a lot of the showings are sold out. It's a 90-minute Swift, not a movie, not documentary or concert film. It's just a boatload of behind-the-scenes footage from the making of this album. And it has the exclusive premiere of the music video for the first single, The Fate of Ophelia. So your kids, if they're Swifties, are probably going to want to go to the theater. They probably already have their tickets to do that this weekend. And Monday night, Taylor, I think this will be a good one to watch because Jimmy Fallon's always creative, but he's invited her for the full hour on The Tonight Show Monday night. And not only for an interview, but they expect to do some creative things as well, too, he said. And he's usually really good at, you know, coming up with something silly and stupid. So I'll probably watch that because I like Jimmy. Hey, the weekend's here, and although it's starting to get a little cooler, it's still warm enough to get this harvest over and done with. Man, it is, it's been a long haul, but this warmer, dry weather as of late has really helped. And well over, I think, 93% of the bin now, crop report this week. That's good news. Riders taking on the Red Blacks tonight. Kickoff at 5:30. Of course, the Green Zone pregame show will start at 3:30. And fun to hear Kian Schaefer-Baker. He is pumped about being back. He hasn't been seen since week one.
A long process. A lot of hardships with it, but a lot of beauties in it as well. You know, it's finding the blessing in the lesson each and every single day. And, you know, this process has taught me a lot. And when you love something so much, you're willing to go to the end of the world for it. So, and this is something I'll do that for.
I can't wait to see him back there tonight. Head coach Corey Mace, though, says it's important this club puts out a better showing after back-to-back losses.
For us, it's two options, bounce back or bounce backwards. We gotta go ahead and recoil here and set the trajectory upwards.
Lots of drama in this one, considering Red Blacks, well, let's face it, kind of suck, but we've got to beat them. Can't possibly lose to the Red Blacks, but also Campbell Fair kicking Brett Lothers out because of his back. A lot of Rider fans wanted a change. Here you go. Let's see what happens. Hey, this morning, a plaque is being put outside of one of the few residential schools left standing in the country, and it's right here in Saskatchewan. It's meant to commemorate the historic significance of the former school on the Muskawagan First Nation. And in 2021, our senior reporter Lisa Schick took part in a tour of that building with a survivor to see what was left of it. I thought today, with this plaque going up, it would be cool to go back to Lisa's story and share with you one more time.
I'm going to tell you right now, it's creepy. There's ghosts, it's haunted, so if you're a chicken, don't come in. Are you scared? Let's put a light on here. Everybody get your camera lights on because it's pitch black.
For 10 years, Holly Geddes was a student at this school. These days, she's a counselor for the Muskawagan First Nation. She walks through the halls here, birds swooping to their nests behind her, debris rolling away, and curls of paint crunching under her fast-moving feet. Geddes points out where she slept.
This is where we went from grade 1 to grade 5.
8.
This is the dining room.
And was punished.
So if you got sent there, you're going to get a strap.
Nearly everything in here is broken. Boarded up windows, holes through walls, cords and beams hanging from the ceiling. All, actually, except the staircases, which Geddes remembers having to clean with a toothbrush. There are two places she won't go in here. The downstairs hallway, she says, is haunted.
I will not go back there myself.
It turns out it's near where unmarked graves were found a few years ago. She also won't go to the senior boys' dorm because of something that happened when she was very young.
It was the scariest night in my 10 years in residential school. A senior boy hung himself in the shower room. I think I was grade 2. And I remember being so scared all night. The whole school was scared. We were all scared.
Remembering her time here, Geddes says she was lonely, but the other kids she was with became family.
When we'd get scared, as six-year-olds do, we'd speak together. We'd have a partner. Who's your partner when you're scared?
She went to school in the 80s and says it was different than what her grandmother went through when she went to the same school in the 20s.
When she was in school, there was food with maggots given to them. If they didn't eat that maggot ridden food, they're not going to eat. You have to work in the barn for 8 hours in order to get a meal. Bread was life. It was tough for the old people. Lots of sexual assault. Lots of physical abuse. She spoke of it all the time.
Geddes says the older people were strong, for which she's grateful because she's still here.
They didn't eradicate the Indian out of us.
These days, Geddes says they don't hold it against anyone.
It's not about holding anger and holding judgment. It's about learning the truth of the land and moving on together as a nation. Not only Indigenous people, all our people.
The community is planning a search for more unmarked graves in the field behind the school, and it would like to turn the building into a museum. On the Muskawagan First Nation, Lisa Schick,